Come on, come on. Come on, you can do it.
All right.
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet. Down the road I go, sliding all the way. I
welcome
need
back.
New
you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. The Wizard of the Big Board, Brian Fonders, is taking us out and bringing us back into the holiday spirit. Thanks, Brian. Well done, brother. Speaking of ice and snow, coming up later this week, Bob, December the 6th, we're going to be having ice night down at Allen Bob Sports, which is at M6 and 68th Street, right behind the Marathon Station down there at that intersection on the south side of Grand Rapids. Big three-hour ice fishing seminars, all kinds of deals. You know what, guys? It's coming. We got deer season kind of behind us. We got a few more weeks of it, but ice fishing season. And you get down there with Chaz, who's on the international ice fishing team, the USA ice fishing team, and he's the baritone of beer from Schmoe's, and the guys from Allen Bob's. It's going to be a good time, December 6th, 6 to 9 at Allen Bob Sports. But Barbecue Bob, we're cooking in the cold, man. What you thinking?
Yeah, thanks, Jop. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I think we need to bring some Better Made chips to Allen Bob's. So let's get a hold of our man there at Better Made, because they're very generous with samples. They love when we do these events to give us all kinds of samples. And I don't know if Southern Barbecue, or they've got so many cool chips that we have to find something that'll go with fish and sliders. Right. So we might want to slip into their
little salt and vinegar,
salt. Yeah. I'm thinking, yeah, exactly. Right. Yep. Fish and chips. But Better Made, great sponsor.
Pork rinds.
They just make Oh, that's a really good
one. There you are, man.
I'm starting my mouth water.
I'll get a hold of them.
I'm starving myself right now. But, yeah, thanks for joining us. Welcome back. And, Brian, love that rusty Chevrolet. That is, if you've ever been to, I think they're close to Negaunee. When you get west of Marquette, they actually, the Upers, which is a band I've known for years, I've known Lynn and those boys for years, and they're just really nice people. They're hysterical, but that rusty Chevrolet, I had that video from when I brought them in for a job once, and they gave me all kinds of autographed stuff, and one was a VHS tape of that video, probably before YouTube, and my daughter Maggie was a little kid, and she would play that video over and over and over. So maybe I'll have to bring that to her wedding, play
there
it for
you go. There you go.
But that's a great tourist trap if you're ever on 28, just west of Marquette. You got to go to the Upper tourist trap. There's a pistol out front on the road. You'll know you're there because you'll see a pistol that stands about 20 feet tall and 50 feet long. Yeah. And it's a crazy place. You have to get at least one of their T-shirts to be an official UP.
Been there, done that, huh?
Yeah, be an official UP visitor. You said something before that really resonated with me, and I'm going to take it a step further because, like my pellet grill, I keep it covered, but I also roll it in the garage. Number one, where I use it is in my new driveway in front of my new everything, and my wife doesn't want to see a grill sitting there with a cover. I don't blame her. I don't really either. It's not a decoration. It's an accessory. To me, it's part of my pride and joy having another grill. But, you know, a lot of these things I stash in the woods, my trailer and all that stuff. But on my back deck, I have my Cajun and my tack and my deep fryer and all that stuff, and that's fine. But in the front of the house, yeah, I'm going to keep it over in my service bay of the garage and roll it out, plug it in. So when I use that pellet grill, it's coming, and my garage is heated. I have a wood boiler out there. When I pull that out, it's at 65 degrees. It's nice and warm.
Right.
So it has to maintain the temperature. What if you're using a charcoal or gas grill and it's on your deck and it's 5 degrees out and now you have a 5-degree piece of metal you've got to heat up to 300 degrees?
Right.
What's that do to you?
Well, it slows everything down is what it does, plain and simple. And it takes a lot more fuel.
It does both.
To maintain that temperature than it would otherwise if it was 65 degrees like it's coming out
of
your.
That's right. It's practically like cooking with your lid open.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Comparable. So in the winter, one of the things I would say is you might select your cook based on something you can cook with the lid closed. Depending on your device, like with my infrared grill, it's so hot. If I put steaks on there with fat or some regular 80% hamburger, which I normally don't have, I can't shut the lid or I'm going to have a massive fire because that surface is around 1,100 degrees, and it'll simply be an inferno. As soon as the oxygen hits it when I open the lid, your coat's on fire.
Yep. Yeah, and that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to do that.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen again.
Right. One of the things that we need to guard against in this colder weather grilling is the wind. It will suck the life out of your cooking apparatus.
Therms.
Even if you've got cold temperature, you can work through that, but you have cold temperature and wind, I'm saying your productivity, the efficiency, rather, of your grill, your smoker, or whatever, just drops dramatically.
It's a setback.
Right. And just take that into consideration. What do? Is you got to create a little wind block, right?
Good idea.
And somewhere, somehow, be smart. It's still a hot surface. It's still, things can combust, but you've got to either, maybe throw your pop-up up and put the side on it just to break the wind, block the wind.
Yeah, sometimes that's one way.
Right.
Also dangerous because now you've got a giant kite.
Yeah.
So you got to have some weight on it.
Right, yeah, anchor it.
So
yeah,
I'm thinking for the average guy, he's got probably, or girl, woman.
Griller.
You've probably got a grill on your deck, and it's probably a mediocre gas grill or a Weber kettle.
Sure.
Probably the odds are really good. Those are hitting 70% of the people that are relating to this. So if you're on your typical 20 by 20 back deck and the wind is whipping across it, one thing I would tell you is if you've got a lumber yard near you, like a Standale Lumber, you can go down to Standale and pick up a sheet of plywood or OSB. I would go with probably a 3/4 inch, a heavy grade, and I would cut that into like thirds down so you've got...
The 8-foot way?
Yeah.
Or are you doing 8-foot tall, 16 inches wide?
It's going to be 48 inches tall,
okay.
And I'm going to buy two sets of regular hardware hinges, barn hinges.
Oh, okay. So you're going to make a little surround.
And I am. I'm just going to screw that thing together so it'll fold up and go in my garage when I'm not using it. But I can pull that thing out, or I can leave it right on the back deck. You might want to paint it so it's weather resistant. Paint it black so it disappears. But I'm going to stand that thing up upwind, and that changes depending on the day.
Sure does.
So make this portable and collapsible. And it's just a really simple way to block the wind. And you know what's going to happen is you're going to actually warm up yourself a little bit while you're standing in front of the grill because that cold wind was not whipping under your grill, and it allows the heat from that device to convect a little bit and slow down, and it'll make your experience a little more enjoyable. It's a really simple way to do it. Some have done it with galvanized, but if you get something heavier, like some 5/8 plywood, 5/8 OSB, I think you'll have some success in just knocking that temperature back. And then you can stow it in the spring, get rid of it, stow it when you're done using it each day.
Great little tip, and you'll be amazed at what difference that makes, just knocking that wind away. Coming up next, whether it's super fast, wild, or just a brat, we're going to talk about it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Motivation starts to shrink. It's cold.
It's cold.
It's cold.
It's cold.
Too cold for me, I think. My inspiration sinks, and my motivation starts to shrink. It's cold.